This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world. The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league. Starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill. FX's Clipped, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
This is The Burt Show.
What a waste of life, man. What a waste. We are now, as Americans, spending over 7 hours a day in front of screens.
Really?
Man, that's a third of our life right there. Yeah, this just came out today. 7 hours and 4 minutes is the average now that most Americans are spending in front of a screen. That could be a phone. It could be a tablet. I guess it could be a TV, Netflix, what have you. Third. One-third of our lives every day.
Well, that doesn't surprise me.
If it makes you happy and that's how you want to spend your time. I mean, maybe that's not how you want to spend your time, but other people, like, you know, gamers, maybe that if that's what brings them joy and that's how they want to spend their time, who are we to judge?
So I'm not judging. I'm just, for me, it would.
Except when you were like, damn, it sounded
Your face was judging.
Damn, it's a third of our life. I mean, we're sleeping for eight.
I know.
Right?
Now we're
forced to work for eight.
Yeah.
So the other eight now, we're not even hanging out with family or anything, unless I guess we're like all of on our screens together or we're not outside. It's one third of our life is in front of a screen.
When Jimmy and I are watching excavator videos on YouTube, we are sitting together. That is some QT, baby.
I used to learn nothing on the toilet.
Huh?
Now I do.
Oh, yeah.
Cosine. I can second that.
You spending 8 hours of your day on the toilet? We got a lot of questions.
If I'm not taking a crap and being entertained, something's wrong.
Okay.
All right.
Your hemorrhoids must be massive.
Now, the number on the phone is actually less than I thought it would be. Americans spend an average of 3 hours and 43 minutes on their phone per day.
That's a lot lower than I would have imagined.
I was expecting it to be a lot higher also.
They don't have a lot of time after sleeping and work.
And pooping and watching.
Pooping.
Yeah, pooping.
Having to pay attention to your kids. You're left with slim pickings.
All right, it's time for Kristen's Stupid Beat of the Week.
We have not played this since Abby has joined the Burt Show. And Abby, you hail from what awesome state?
Florida, baby.
And there's always some interesting news that comes out of Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when the Florida Man Birthday Challenge was born years ago. And we did this, and it's been a hot minute. So I'm like, let's do the Florida Man Birthday Challenge again, but this time with Abby.
Okay. It is so funny you bring this up. I literally had an intern interview yesterday, and I always ask, what's your favorite bit on the Burt Show? And they said, and they mentioned this.
Really?
Oh. Yes.
Well, I felt it in the universe. All right. So what I have done is I have taken your names, I put Florida Man and your birth dates. So you do Florida Man and I put your birth date in and then I see what headline pops up.
Okay.
So for you, Burt,
yes.
I'm going to read the headline and you guys can tell me if you would like to hear any more of the story. All right.
Okay.
So I put Florida Man in.
From an actual like news clipping on my birthday?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So Florida Man and your birth date, April 13th. And what pops up? Florida Man accused of beating cellmate who asked for a courtesy flush to help with smell.
Wow. He beat my man up for that?
Yes. We've heard enough from that one. You don't? Would you like to know any more information?
I think we get it.
You get it?
I think it's perfect. A one-line story.
Got it.
All right. I'm going to delete that one from my tabs. All right. Here we go. For you, Abby,
mm-hmm.
Put in Florida Man, put in your birth date, April 22nd,
mm-hmm.
And up popped Florida Man slapped with Big Mouth Billy Bass singing fish after argument.
That sounds about right. Yeah, that's accurate.
Would we like to know any more about that story?
I would. Who was swinging the fish?
Okay, so a Sebastian man hurled a Big Mouth Billy Bass at another man after an argument. George Carney, 54, is facing a charge of domestic battery after police said he slapped a man with the toy fish on April 22nd. The man was cut on his eyebrow. The man told police he was arguing with Carney because Carney was playing with the fish just to aggravate him. Fed up, the man said he put the fish into the trash. Carney became angry when he learned the man threw out the fish, the report states, so he grabbed it out of the bin and threw it at the man.
That's a, That's on the low end, mild side of Florida stories.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
All right, Mo.
Yes.
I did your birthday, which is August 28th, mm-hmm. with Florida Man. And up pops Florida Man steals alligator from golf course, tries teaching it a lesson by throwing it on the roof of a bar.
There we go.
Throwing it on the roof? How?
Sounds about right.
Are you about to find out?
Would you like to know more? Okay, so a Florida man told police officers he was teaching it a lesson when he tried to throw a live alligator he had stolen from a miniature golf course onto the roof of a beachside cocktail lounge. The 32-year-old man was arrested when Daytona Beach Shores police officers spotted him attempting to throw the gator onto the roof of a cocktail lounge located just off Highway A1A. So, yeah, they had a live alligator at a miniature golf course in a cage. He went, stole the alligator, and then was trying to literally chuck it onto the roof of a bar.
I'm assuming it's like a relatively small alligator.
Dude, I have a picture of it.
He's strong as hell.
Yeah. I'm assuming it is on the smaller alligator side, as I don't have a picture of it, but
I don't care how small the alligator is. I'm staying away from it. I'm just going to assume it can take me, even if it's 12 inches.
And I wonder what the lesson was that he was trying to teach the alligator.
I have no idea. And then for myself, mine were a little bit more on the intense side.
Okay.
So I put Florida Man June 24th in, and the first thing that popped up, and I'm not going to give you any details. You're just going to have to check it out yourself. But Florida Man kills grandmother in nudist colony, drives around with her body for 5 hours.
All right. Nope.
I need to hear the details on this story.
I'm not doing it. I am not doing it.
We got to respect the dead.
Yeah,
yes,
I'm cool.
I think so too. But yeah, he hunted her down in her nudist colony.
It's the Burt Show.
This is the Burt Show.